Today on the Travel and Entertainment Guys.
In the travel news, if you want to snare an upgrade to first class on your next flight, we have the details on a new way to score.
At 3:15, if you book all of your travel online, we have a travel professional who may open your eyes to some new opportunities.
At 3:35, Andy Asher is here with an update on travel medicine. Wonder what that's all about.
I know, I'm looking forward to it. And in our entertainment segment at 3:50, we'll tell you about a new fundraiser in the Gold Country wine lovers will certainly enjoy.
All that and more as we make you a smarter traveler and just generally enjoy life for the next 55 minutes today on the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man. King of the road. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks. Out on the roof.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone. It's the Travel Guys from our studios here in Sacramento at KFBK, 1530 AM and 93.1 FM. I'm Tom Romano with Mark Hoffman with Sports Leisure Vacations. By the way, Travel Guys brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Welcome, Mark.
Welcome, Thomas.
Glad to have you in studio today.
Thank you, sir. It's nice to be back home after a week on the road being the grand poobah of the National Tour Association. Glad that is all done. Was a lot of fun. We had our big annual convention in Los Angeles, and we're all done with that. So now I'm just an old has-been wannabe.
Yeah, yeah. What was the highlight of the year for you?
What was the highlight of the year? Probably turning down an opportunity to testify before a Senate subcommittee and during, while the government was shut down in Washington, and instead going to Kansas and giving a speech where the people in Kansas surprised me with a special award that was named after a couple of very dear friends of mine. And what it just goes to show you is that if you have an opportunity to fulfill a commitment to a friend or an opportunity to go talk to Congress, the best thing to do is always choose the friend over Congress. So it's nice to be here in the studio. Next week, however,
right,
Weech will not be in the studio. Well, you will probably be
I'll
here
be
in the
here.
Studio.
This is the, you know, the beauty of today's technology. Tom can be in the studio. Well, I could be actually anywhere, too, but I can be here and Mark can be anywhere and virtually sound like you're here. You're going to be where?
I'll be in New York City.
Yes,
and by next Sunday at 6 o'clock New York time, 3 o'clock Sacramento time, we will have lots of great interviews from the New York Times Travel Show, something we have done in the past, and probably the best place to find a really diverse group of interesting travel people, everything from speakers to people hawking destinations and products and all kinds of great stuff. So that will be next week at the end of March. Our show the last week of March will be live from New Orleans. We're going to a road food festival in New Orleans that's held every year. I've always wanted to go down and check it out, and they have invited us down and invited us to broadcast our show live on Sunday afternoon, and we will do that. In the first week of April, we'll be live one weekend from Maui, from the Royal Lahaina Hotel.
Awesome.
In Maui. And then the last week of April, we'll be live from Seattle, where there is a frequent flyer at university going on. Our friend Ben Schlappig is up in Seattle now. And so I will be up there for all of those festivities, and we'll have all the guys on to tell people, you know, mommy points and all the people who we've talked to in the past who have given our listeners some really great information on how to play the game.
Hey, Luis, our technical support here in the studio. If I'm in Hawaii at the same time with Mark, you'll be able to handle that, and we can just both do the broadcast from there. I'm feeling like, why am I stuck in the studio?
I sense a mooch here somewhere.
All right, let's get to it. We got a lot of great stuff on today's show to make you a smarter traveler. Right now, though, let's check in, find out what's going on in the travel news. Yes, the travel music and the travel news with, ladies and gentlemen, Mark Hoffman.
Hey, kind of light on the travel news this week, but we will tell you that the DC-10, an old airplane that made its debut on August the 5th, 1971, not this particular airplane, but that type of airplane, made its debut over 40 years ago, 43 years ago to be exact. It has now made its last flight from Bangladesh to Birmingham, England, the last passenger flight in the history of the DC-10.
You ever fly the DC-10?
I, you know, I Can I say I don't recall? But I'm sure that since the DC-10 was the big passenger plane in the 60s and 70s, I'm sure that I've spent some time on it. I'm sure we have Travel Guys listeners who have had a DC-10 experience from time to time. Hey, listen, next time you are trying to get a seat in first class, you're thinking about miles and you're looking at those big dollars and all that stuff. Here is an innovative new way to get a seat in first class. 14 airlines, most of them international so far, but one of them, a domestic U.S. carrier, American Airlines, is allowing you to place a bid on a first class seat.
All right.
You can tell them when you make your reservation or when you check in that you are willing to, that you would be interested in bidding for a first class seat. And if they have extra inventory, I think this kind of deprives some poor frequent flyer elite person of an upgrade. But nonetheless, you can tell them what you're willing to pay to be seated in first class.
The question would be with a bidding process, there's a good chance you're going to end up paying more than if you just bought the first place.
Perhaps what the airlines are kind of hoping for. But I think what we're talking here is you put in a bid for, $100 or $150 or something like that. If the airline doesn't get anything better, then they may just fall all the way down to you and say, well, we just soon have $100 as nothing at all.
Is it a silent auction where you just, put it in an envelope and give it in?
Well, basically, you tell them online what you're willing to pay for the seat, and then they let you know if you get it.
Okay. They don't let everybody else know what you bid.
No, they don't. No, they absolutely. And minimum, the advanced bidding times range from 3 to 7 days before the trip goes. So if you give them your credit card information. And so if you get the seat, they're automatically going to charge you.
Okay. There you go. What else you got?
Another way to get into that first class cabin, where you are always on the, they're always serving those people beverages and you haven't even put your stuff away yet.
The part I like about it being anywhere near the front of the plane is being able to get off first.
Yeah.
That's more important.
Are you one of those people who, as soon as the plane stops, you charge up the aisle, knocking people?
I never do that. I always wait my turn.
This last little piece of travel news here is more of credit card news than anything else. We were talking about this before we went on the air, Tom. Capital One has a credit card that is very, very popular with people who play the frequent flyer points game. And until recently, this card has received great reviews. But Tim Winship on SmarterTravel.com wrote an article this last week and suggests that Capital One is getting a little bit nefarious in some of the things. They have issued some new language in their credit card agreement, and which now says that they have the right to contact you in any manner they choose, including phone calls, emails, texts, fax, or, for the first time, a personal visit.
Well, there you go. Alec Baldwin showing up at your door to collect your overdue credit card payment in person.
Further, the company in their new wording asserts its right to, quote, modify or suppress caller ID and similar services and identify ourselves on those services in any manner they choose, which, if you're not a lawyer, means that basically they can call you up on the phone and act like a telemarketer or anybody they want to, and it's okay. You're automatically saying it's okay with you in advance.
Tim's pretty brutal in his little article, and at the very end he says, luckily Capital One hasn't yet claimed for itself the right to harass critical reviewers. Otherwise, it'd be...
So if you have one of those Capital One credit cards, the next time that you're asked to sign a new agreement that says just sign here, or as Ed Perkins would say last week, just click here to give away all your rights, why, you might just want to slow down for a second and take the time to read what you're clicking off on.
You're listening to The Travel Guys, and that's the travel news. You know, I love travel agents. I've always been a fan because they know stuff I would never know.
Yeah.
And they'd get deals that I could never get.
And in the old days, you went into a travel agent, and the travel agent was paid strictly by the airline, the cruise ship, everything. Some of those things have changed now. So travel agents now are paid some by the vendors and some by the people who use them. And the determination has to be made whether or not that's good value.
Well, I think we should have a travel agent on in just a couple of minutes, and we will grill her about what it is that the travel agents do these days. What do you think?
Grill her? Don't you think it's a little early in the season for a barbecue? But Gwen is with us in studio, and Gwen Duncan, and we will be back with her. We are the Travel Guys, Mark and Tom, back making you a smarter traveler right here on KFBK.
Stops all over the world.
All right, welcome back to the Travel Guys. Mark Hoffman here with Tom Romano. The Travel Guys brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations, a wonderful tour company I know a little bit about here in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Hang around there every once in a while. My staff may even know what I look like when I go in on Monday morning.
And speaking of which, we're gonna have a little contest a little later on. We're going to draw something out of a box. So if you're a regular sports leisure traveler, stand by. You might hear your name.
Especially if you traveled with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a new word in the last week or so. You'll want to stay tuned. We'll do that a little bit later.
We'll introduce our lovely guest in studio. Rarely do we have people in.
Rarely, because most people don't want to come in, frankly, on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. But Gwen Duncan was nice enough to join us. Gwen is the owner of Cordially Yours Traveler. She is the leader of TAPS, the Travel Agent Professional Society. And I met Gwen when I spoke to a group of home-based travel agents up at Red Hawk Casino a few weeks ago, and I was impressed with her knowledge of the industry, and I decided that she would be a good person to come in and talk about the advantages and or disadvantages of using a travel agent versus online. Welcome to the program, Gwen.
Thank you.
We had last week on Ed Perkins, who talked about how people frequently click that little box online and away goes all of their rights and anything they ever imagined, plus their firstborn child and all of those sorts of things. And so, Thomas, I thought it would be good to have Gwen come in and that we could talk a little bit about the advantage of using a travel professional, a travel consultant. We used to call them travel agents in the old days, but I don't think they're really travel agents anymore, are they, Gwen?
No, they're travel advisors, travel consultants, travel concierge. They call themselves many different things.
I think it's more, isn't being a travel consultant more now about sharing your expertise with people than it is physically going in and booking a ticket for someone?
Absolutely. In fact, travel consultants, advisors, or what, are not booking agents. They're advisors. And they use their expertise, their education, their experiences, to be able to share, to create a dream vacation. That's what we are, dream creators.
Now, Gwen, in the new era, you know, if I'm going to buy a big screen TV set, I go down to Best Buy, I look at the TV set, I pick out the one that I want, and I go to Amazon.com and I buy the TV set. I mean, that's become a fairly common practice. This has become somewhat of a common practice in the travel world. And in fact, I'll suggest it was a common practice in the travel industry before it was in others, that people would call on the expertise of a professional and try to tap into that and then say, well, okay, now that I kind of know what I'm doing, I'll go and do it myself. And so that became a little bit of a problem for a while for people who were in yours and to some extent my line of work, because our expertise wasn't perhaps as people were finding ways to get around our expertise. But as we've talked on this program oftentimes, Tom, the line of people at front desks of hotels and airline ticket counters and stuff who didn't read the rules right, who didn't get it right before they made that big purchase, is the landscape is littered with people who have lost hundreds or thousands. Tom, didn't you tell me you had a friend who lost a whole lot of money here recently by making a mistake on buying an airline ticket and didn't quite know what he was doing?
Yeah, he booked it on the wrong date. And then when the date came and went, he realized that he booked it on the wrong date, a month early.
And if he'd had a travel consultant, I'm going to suggest he might not have booked it on the wrong date. And if he had, he would have had somebody to call who could have perhaps begged his way out of it. Is that not right, Gwen? Do you see instances of people 10, 15 years ago, we heard that people were misusing travel agents. A lot of travel agents went out of business as airlines cut commissions and stuff. And now what we're left with is more a group of travel consultants who really have a rich level of experience to be able to give people help whose expertise is of value, perhaps.
Yes. In 1999 is when they reduced the commissions. And then by 2002, there were zero commissions. So what happened was travel agents had to change the entire way they were doing business because selling airline tickets was their bread and butter. So they had to resort to either dropping out of the business or they started specializing and concentrating on their education and experiences to be a richer source for their clients. Problem is the internet was coming in full-fledged at the same time. And so it was a growing problem that people were doing just that. They were doing the looking, and then they would try to make a decision based on what a travel agent told them. But then they would go and book it direct, thinking that they were saving money. And that's not at all the case.
Go ahead.
Give us the top reasons to use a travel consultant, Gwen, like yourself.
Oh, gosh. I've got a whole bunch of reasons. One of them would be their expertise, and it would save you a lot of time. They also can offer you specials that you cannot get necessarily from the internet, because they've got relationships with vendors that are not selling to the general public.
Gwen, we were talking before we went on the air about packaging these days, that sometimes, oftentimes, people can package, bundle an airfare, a hotel, maybe some other items on their vacation, and make a sizable savings. And that is was one reason that a travel consultant, because they would be more aware, and because suppliers and stuff are going to keep travel consultants more aware of what those types of bargains are.
That's right. And we have a steady communication from vendors of these special deals that a savvy client, a passenger, may be able to put together on an individual basis, like an air and then our hotel. But together, that's quite a bit more than what those packages would be through the travel
now,
agent, through the vendor.
But what if I say to you, I can just go online, all of those specials are online?
They're not always online.
Uh-huh.
They're not always online. And you have to understand the system and how the system works. And that's something a travel agent does.
And you said something earlier, too, about buying on something besides just price, that when people go online and they buy something, that they think they're getting the best deal because they got the best price. But as Ed Perkins was pointing out last week, there's a lot more to, and as I and you and I both know, there's a lot more to buying travel than just the price.
There really is. So many people just look at the dollar amount. In fact, I have people coming up and say, how much does it cost to go to Ireland? Hello. Is it high season, low season, all those different
reasons?
Is it
airline? Do you look for your hotel? Do you want tours and meals?
Exactly, exactly. And some of those things, when they're bundled, what we call bundled, the air rate has been negotiated by the vendor. So a lot of clients and looky-loos on the internet aren't totally aware that air is packaged either with a bulk or a contracted airfare. And these people are paying published airfares. They could save hundreds of dollars on a trip just by going through a package vendor that is known by the agents and maybe not by a supplier on the internet.
We're talking with Gwen Duncan. Gwen is the owner of Cordially Yours Travel. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK. Mark Hoffman along with Tom Romano.
And how about pricing, Gwen? Tell folks who pays you. Does it cost someone more money to take a trip if they use a travel agent?
Okay, this is.
Or do they save?
This is an important misconception. A lot of passengers believe that they are paying, you know, that they would pay more to go to a travel agency. In some cases, they will pay for that service. There are different ways that you can get that service and different levels of service. They've got several. All agents do things a little differently, and there are three particular ways my agency does, as an example. One of them is a plan to go. If you're going to spend a lot of time with somebody on an FIT trip, you're going to do a plan to go and take that money and apply it towards a final payment. So you're getting paid for your research. The other one is to get paid for service levels. We've got 3 degrees of service, and you can say designate how much service you want out of the agent.
So basically, somebody can come to you, and they can decide whether or not they're having you put together their trip and book it for them, or whether they just want you to do the research.
That's right. And then you own it.
And then they're paying you for the research, which is a very common practice now among travel consultants, is that do you want their expertise and you want to go and do it all yourself, or do you want their expertise and for them to book it and be able to track things, and you get stuck in a foreign country somewhere or far away. You know, look at Tom, look at all those thousands and thousands of flights that were canceled last week. You've got a travel consultant. You're going to pick up the phone, go online. You're going to talk to this person right away. Now you've got somebody advocating for you, something that we talk about frequently on this program, is that if you get stuck someplace, you want somebody advocating on your behalf. I was on hold with US Air yesterday for an hour and 57 minutes, only to find out that the upgrade that I was waiting for almost 2 hours on hold, was not available. So if I could have done something to have, and I'm a travel quote professional. So Gwen, this is really terrific information. Would you be willing to come back with us on a regular basis and talk about some of the things that a travel consultant offers above and beyond just booking things online?
I would absolutely love to.
And maybe occasionally you could shoot us some special deals and stuff like that that you have found that we could share with our listeners?
I would love to do that.
All right. That sounds like a good deal. Gwen Duncan. Gwen is the owner at Cordially Yours travel. She also has Hearts on the Go and Golf on the Go, Travels the World. Anyway, you can find all of her information if you go to TravelGuysRadio.com. We have a link to her website, and Gwen will be joining us on future programs. Thank you.
Andy Asher joins us. We're going to talk travel medicine after the news. Coming up right here, listening to the Travel Guys on KFBK. We are the Travel Guys, and I have to ask you, when you travel, especially overseas, have you had to go through that situation where you had to take certain kinds of shots before you go, Mark?
I'm not the international travel guy, you know. I'm the domestic travel guy, so I don't go places where you have to have shots and, you know, where wild little things crawl up the screen at night and stuff like that. I don't go to those places.
Yeah, well, you know, we've invited a guest in that knows a little bit about, how should we put it?
The trials and tribulations of travel as it relates to medical.
There you go.
And Andy Asher is here with us. Andy has a website called Bloomer Boomers. Am I saying that right?
Correct.
Try to say that three times fast.
Yeah.
And Andy, we invited you today because on your site you had an article about travel medicine. And I was kind of intrigued about that because there are a gentleman wrote an article for your website that talks about some of the challenges and some of the things that you need to be aware of, especially for those folks who are headed to more exotic destinations.
Exactly. Hey, thanks, guys, for letting me join you on this. And now this kind of travel is a little bit more exotic than what I'm familiar with. I know, Mark, even though you probably, you know, stay domestic, you've probably been everywhere, but that's another story.
I have. That's why I stay domestic.
Yeah.
But yeah. You're right. That's another story.
Probably a smart move to make. After talking to this, his name is Dr. Michael Zimring, and he works in the director of Center for Wilderness and Travel Medicine at Mercy Medical Center in Baltimore. And I never really knew there was a specialty in travel medicine, but that's what he does. And he has some good advice about what you should do when you start to get ready to go. And one of the most basic is to check in with your doc about 6 to 8 weeks before you go, because you don't know maybe what kind of shots you might need before you take that trip.
Well, exactly. And Tom, one of the things that people who travel to exotic destinations, you know, you hear about, well, they got bitten by a tick and they got an infection and eventually it turned into a huge medical problem. And then they want to go after the travel company and this and that and whatever. And legal people are more and more saying, well, you know, as a traveler, it's kind of your responsibility to make sure that you knew about these challenges. But yes, there are not only do you have to sometimes get shots, but there are other things that you just need to be on the lookout for.
Well, there are. And a specialist is going to know about some of these maladies, you know, whether it be malaria, dengue fever, yellow fever, Lyme disease, diarrhea, of course, what we all hear about when you travel and eat food that you're not accustomed to. It's going to happen. And maybe you don't get it, obviously, when you go to but even when you go to a local hotel or a domestic hotel, your food changes, so it's going to affect your insides.
60% of travel-related illnesses, Tom and Andy, are related to the food that you consume along the way. And the things that are not, you know, perfect about that. Yes, sir.
Are there certain requirements for vaccinations or by certain countries when you travel there?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, there are. And that's what the doc is going to help you with. You find out when you make your request.
That's one reason that you don't try to do really exotic trips all by yourself, that you get somebody who is an expert in going to Malaysia or Bora Bora or even to, you know, someplace that's a little more common than that, because you may not know about what some of the challenges are of traveling in that particular area or what, you know, I mean, we had SARS a few years ago.
Mm-hmm, so, right. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. But he did mention hepatitis A as one of those things that you want to be aware of and be careful about. And but the bottom line is we worry about all these diseases and maladies that can occur. But he said that the biggest danger is when you get into a car and you drive somewhere and on roads you're not familiar with. It's not like we're driving locally. And something to be aware of. And you know, I have friends who live in the Middle East, and they tell me, you know, you go and nobody pays any attention to roads, to the lines. It's just a craziness.
Suddenly you find yourself needing medicine when you're traveling because you were traveling in the right place.
Now, Andy, on your website, Boomer Bloomer, is that correct?
Yeah, bloomerbloomer.com.
You got to get that in the right order.
Uh-huh.
You have a lot of this information and some Some sound bites, I think.
Right, we do. We do podcasts, is what we do, and Mark is one of our is our travel editor. And
how about
so,
that?
Yeah, so he so you know he's our go-to guy because how many people have done what he does is for what 30 some years or more. So he's our travel editor, so he knows about this. But anyway, we do podcasts with lots of different people. I just did one with Kiplinger this morning on financial issues, and then we take that and then we transcribe it so people can read it if they don't want to listen to it.
And if our listeners recognize the name Andy Asher, but they can't really remember from where
I know have that, I heard that guy's
I know
name
that
before.
Name, yeah. And I know that voice. Andy was, well, how many years at Channel at 40?
Oh, I was there for several years. I was at 31. I went back to 40. So, you know, in this business, as you guys know, you never know where things are going to lead you. And then I went back to the Midwest. So you live something of a little bit of a gypsy life. But like a lot of us, we come back home to where we're comfortable. And so our site is very media intrinsic, a heavy use of audio, of video, of text, and that sort of thing.
And here again, it's focused primarily to that, you know, what you would call the active senior living.
Exactly. And as we are finding, when you hit 65 or 55 or 75, you still have a lot going there and a lot of energy, and there are things you want to do, and you want to, you know, travel is a huge part of what people are doing in that time of life. And I know Mark has talked about this before, that, you know, it's not your chronological age so much. It's the kind of energy that you still have and the desire to do things.
People go where they can afford to go and do what they can afford to do and physically are able to do. And in some cases, if they can afford it and aren't physically able, they still take a shot at it. Something that happened, I think, when former President Bush, we've talked about this before, Tom, that was a very interesting moment, because when he jumped out of an airplane, he told everybody his age that you could do everything up to and including jumping out of an airplane. We're talking with Andy Asher of BloomerBoomer.com. Andy is talking with us about the importance of checking in with your doctor before you're about to take an exotic trip, and also doing a little bit of your own homework online. You can find some really good information on not only travel if you're a mature traveler, but on a variety of other subjects on Andy's website at BloomerBoomer.com, or you can go to TravelGuysRadio.com, and we'll have a link to it there. Andy, any last thoughts today?
Well, the only other last thought I have is what Dr. Zimring just reminded us about is to be careful about the food you eat, because sometimes bacteria grows. And for example, if you see on the street that luscious-looking ice cream, you want to make sure that it's been frozen the whole time and didn't melt and then refroze, because bacteria gets in there, things like that.
It's always a challenge when you're traveling. Do you want to eat the street food? You know, it looks like it's probably prepared fairly well, and it looks like it's fairly sanitary, but, you know, you don't know, and your body doesn't know what's in that food that your body's not used to and stuff. So it is a challenge. And when you're traveling, especially in a foreign country, you have to make a lot of judgments. And some of those judgments, you're trying to decide, would this be a fun thing to try, or is it something that's going to make me ill? You know, so I mean, it is important to do your homework and know a little bit about where you're going and your surroundings. And the other thing that I would throw in is, if you're going to a foreign country that you've never been to before, make sure, check with your insurance company, find out if your insurance is accepted there. If it isn't, then you want to know, does your hotel have a doctor on call? Is there a way for you to get medical attention if you need it, especially if you're going on a safari to Africa or something like that? Those are questions you need to ask before you get on the airplane.
And that's probably a whole nother topic about the importance of travel insurance and what the ramifications are if you don't have it.
Absolutely. Andy Asher from BloomerBoomer.com.
Hey, thanks for joining us, Andy.
Tom, Mark, thanks so much. It was great seeing you guys.
Absolutely. We are the Travel Guys, Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. I'm Tom Romano. More to come.
More to come, yes, and more to come, Thomas, is we're going to tell people how they can become a road warrior for the USA Today newspaper, and we've got some whining to do after the break. We are the Travel Guys. This is News Talk KFBK.
Welcome, everyone. It's the Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations on my left. Tom Romano on my right. No, wait, that's me. I'm sorry.
I wondered where you were going with that, but I thought I would just let you go ahead and go into the ditch, and then I would call a tow truck and try to get you
out. Tell me about this quiz going on at the USA Today.
All right, you got to go.
I understand you took it, right?
Absolutely. I filled it out today. They're looking for more people to add to their road warrior, you know, people they talk to about travel stories and when situations come up. So I went to, if you go to travelguysradio.com and you scroll down under highlights, what's it say, Tom? It says
Frequent Travelers Road Warrior Survey.
There you go. So you can go, and it'll link you right to the USA Today survey, and you can fill it out. It takes about 10 or 15 minutes, and maybe you will become one of their road warriors. The pay for this job is absolutely nothing.
But it could be a lot of fun.
Well,
to do.
Exactly.
And try to answer honestly, unlike I did. Like I put, how many miles? 200,000 miles. How many place nights do you use? 200 nights.
All right, let's give away. Let's make some lucky sports leisure traveler a winner here, shall we? Let's.
By the way, while Mark is shuffling the deck
here,
remember all of the Travel Guys radio shows, as well as all the information about our guests on the program, can be found at travelguysradio.com, as well as links to all of our guests' websites.
Reach in there, Thomas, and pull out the name of a lucky sports leisure traveler, and that person will win a $50 gift card.
All right, I have reached, I have pulled, and Mark will read.
Oh, this is major cool. This gentleman has traveled with my company for a long time. His name is George Cunningham. And George, if you're listening to the Travel Guys today, and you call the Sports Leisure office tomorrow or Tuesday, your $50 gift card will automatically double to $100. Thank you for being a loyal traveler, and hopefully you're a loyal listener, and that will get you an extra $50.
Ta-da! Doesn't just about everybody that travels with you are longtime travelers anyway, Mark?
Well, kind of, sort of. But, you know, yeah, I'm kind of proud of that. But,
okay, I want to thank our buddy Steve LaRosa for hooking us up with our on-the-phone guests. Are we ready to go in there? Okay, all right. I'd like to welcome to the program, Lee Hodu is the marketing director for the Amador Vintners. Sounds like a dream job. How you doing, Lee?
You're great. How are the Travel Guys?
We couldn't be finer unless we were vintnering with you someplace up in beautiful Amador County, that's for sure.
Well, I'll give you an opportunity to do just that.
Lee, tell us a little bit about this wonderful event that you folks have coming up. I know it's for charity. It's kind of an opportunity for folks to sample some of the fine wines from the region.
Absolutely. You know, we do and have for years put on an event called Behind the Cellar Door, which is a two-day event, the first weekend in March, and it showcases all 39 of our winery members. But this year, for the first time, we got a little something special, and it's a perfect Friday night kickoff event where people can get a little dressed up. It's called the Star Winemaker Reception. And the idea is to show off our region's wine with region's foods at its best. And it's taking place at Tierra de Oro's winery in their stunning barrel house. And it'll showcase the wines and talents from American River College Culinary Arts Program, and who is an ongoing food partner of ours, and our star winemakers and their signature varieties.
So folks, the tickets are $60. Is that right, Lee?
Right.
Okay, and what do folks get for their $60?
Well, first of all, we wanted this to be a chance where people could actually take some time to visit with actual winemakers instead of hopping minute by minute, table to table, as you usually do at these things. But we'll have music. We'll have a small auction of very fine wine, travel, and food gifts. And each guest will leave with a goodie bag full of food and wine gifts. But it'll just be a beautiful evening for them to move within, in and out of the barrels, and at different stations tasting the food affinity.
Did you hear that, Tom? You can move in and out. Lee says you can move in and out of the barrels. So do you swim with the wine there, Lee? I'm just kidding, of course.
Oh, that depends on your intake, I guess.
Lee, tell me a little bit about the charity that the proceeds will be going to, the ARC Culinary Arts Program. What's you guys' relationship with them?
Well, this is actually our second year with them. Last year in May, they played host to a huge event that we had on their green to raise funds for their culinary arts school building, the structure and their restaurant. And they had a waiting list of several hundred would-be aspiring chefs to get into the school and needed a bigger facility. Now their facility is on the ground, getting ready. They've been able to bring on all of the students who were eager to get in the program now. But this will be an ongoing partnership for us just to keep the school very healthy and certainly doing the great work that they are doing to produce chefs, terrific service people, caterers. Many of the students have gone on to become rock stars in the Sacramento Epicurean scene, if you will.
Let me ask you here quickly. We're just about out of time here. I want to tell folks where they can find information about for the event. You can go to travelguysradio.com, and we have a link there. Just click on Behind the Cellar Door. That's the name of the fundraiser, and you can get tickets. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys. We are about to wrap it up for another week. Next week, live from the New York Times Travel Show at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Do not miss it. Tom here, Mark in New York City, live and direct. Very exciting.
Don't forget, Travel Guys here every week at 3 o'clock to make you a smarter traveler, all righty? And be listening for Mark's, travel tip of the week. Heard weekdays right here on News Radio KFBK. You guys have a great week. We'll see you next week.